Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. It is 8:05 on the clock. We hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us. I'm going to get into some entertainment news right now. A little bit later, we'll get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Of course, the 9 o'clock hour will kick off with the Kitchens Open, Melissa and Beth's show, the show inside the show. We'll get into that a little bit later. And speaking of shows, I want to wrap up this segment talking about The Odd Couple and how that went, how you both enjoyed the show from your own perspectives. Want to get into that a little bit. But I want to start off with some other random entertainment notes, just a couple to get through real quick. Last week, we told the audience that they are going to be making a community movie. Mm. A movie, from the TV show The Community.
Right.
It's a very a bigger cult following than I realized. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of these TV shows that seem like they get canceled too early, or they have a cast that we didn't know these people when we first saw them, but now they're household names.
Right.
And arguably one of the biggest names, if not the biggest name, to come out of Community is Donald Glover.
Right.
Who many people know as Childish Gambino. That is his music name. Donald has gone on to write, direct, create, produce, in part, the TV show Atlanta, which is one of the greatest shows I've ever seen in my life. It's one of the best shows, hands down.
Wow.
One of the most original, some of the most original writing I've ever seen. Now that Robin Williams has passed, if you told me, hey, James, you get one person you can work with in the world, you got to pick him. Mm-hmm. I think it might be him.
Wow.
I really do. I don't know. To me, he's just such an amazing, creative human being.
Yes.
He's also incredibly busy.
Oh, of course.
He's part of the reason Atlanta is wrapping up is because he's working on a Mr. and Mrs. Smith kind of a new take on that.
Mm-hmm.
The Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie movie and that he's going to be starring in, I believe. So that is very exciting. It should be really good. And he's such a darn good actor. But Donald got his start behind the scenes. He was actually discovered by Tina Fey.
Mm-hmm.
And he started writing as like a 21, 22-year-old, which is unheard of, on the TV show 30 Rock.
Oh.
And he won an Emmy for it. And, NBC is casting, and he's working at NBC, so he gets a little bit of a chance that other actors might not have to get an audition. And boom, there he is, and now he's a household name and all this stuff. He's also, as I said, pretty busy, so people weren't sure if he was going to be a part of the Community movie or not. Dan Harmon was at New York Comic Con this weekend, and he said, quote, "I think that Donald is coming based on word of mouth, but it's just the deal. It isn't official yet, but it does look like it would be difficult to really commit to doing this thing without Donald. So it probably wouldn't have even gotten this far if Donald Glover wasn't a part of it."
Right.
So it looks like they have just gotten all they are working out is basically this is now it's not down to money anymore. It's down to schedule.
Gotcha.
How long he'll be under contract so that they can technically say, hey, we have you under contract until August, even though we wrapped up 2 months ago. We need you to come back and do some a couple of scenes didn't work. We got to redo those or whatever. So that's all they're working out. So that is really exciting. That core original cast. I doubt Chevy Chase is going to be back, but outside of that, it's pretty cool that that's going
to
happen.
Yeah. What a great way to draw the audience back in, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Yes. Yes. Very true. I don't want to talk about Kanye West any more than I have to. I've already talked about him more than I'd be perfectly happy if the rest of my life I never had to mention this person again.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, it's important to address certain things with Kanye.
Okay.
And maybe just as unfortunate, it has nothing to do with his music, which is why he's a household name.
Mm-hmm.
Is it though? Is it that or is it his randomness? Him in a live broadcast with Mike Myers during Hurricane Katrina, him saying a line like he did about President Bush.
Right.
Or his recent stuff, the way he has handled himself in the media.
Mm-hmm.
The way he handled the whole Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian thing, like these things. It has become a point where Kanye West is no longer known for being a good producer.
No.
Or an average rapper. He's just known for being, quote unquote, crazy. He's also the person that will immediately throw back at people his mental health and that he is not this. He is not that mental health wise. So not only does he tear down mental health and like anybody who really actually has a leg to stand on. And I'm not saying he doesn't have mental health issues. I'm saying that when you use those as a scapegoat time after time after time, you're not showing a good lesson. And then, of course, he has the weekend he had here where he threw a bunch of anti-Semitism out there, including, I'm going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. Hey, just a little note, if I could speak directly to Kanye for a second here, because we're both Illinois guys.
Okay.
So we speak a similar language when it comes to that. Bring it. Bro, what are you talking about, man? You think we haven't handled this before?
Right.
You think we can't handle Kanye West coming after us? Of all the things in the world. Just look at one moment in Jewish history. We'll be okay. We can handle Kanye West. He's probably not even doing... who knows if he even means any of this?
Right.
It's him. He could be...
He's just trying to get attention.
Yeah.
He did the whole White Lives Matter thing as, quote, a joke. Because he thought it would be funny. He does this kind of stuff all the time. Why are we giving him credence?
I don't know.
Why do we continue to make untalented people famous? I thought of this the other day. The Kardashians as a clan or whatever are like worth $1 billion or something like that. Or maybe it's just Kim. I don't want to disrespect any of them, to be honest with you.
Right.
I genuinely don't. But I thought about this. This whole thing started with them basically from a VHS sex tape.
Yeah.
This is how long they've been famous. People were actually using VHS. Like, that's how long they've been doing this. Like, and you got nobody to blame but society. I mean, it's on everybody. It's not like the show would have been canceled if nobody was watching it.
Right. It doesn't watch itself.
Right. So, I mean, for one, what do I know? You know, what is popular, what is good and stuff. But also, what are we doing in society where we are making these people who have no right to be famous,
right,
famous?
Right.
Kanye West ain't had a hit in a decade. In over a decade, he ain't had a hit. Mm-hmm. Let alone even before that, he wasn't that great of a... He was known as a good producer, yes, but you didn't bring him on your song to rap unless you just, you know, basically wanted to say you had Kanye West on your album.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been famous for anything good in a long time. It's just from doing this stuff. And there's a side of me that, hey, I don't want to give people like this attention. We did this. Carl and I did this as a point with certain people.
Right.
We're not, even though we're a little station here in the middle of Wisconsin, we're not adding to the fuel. I'm not putting fuel on that fire. And I don't want to do it with him. But at the same time, I have to address anti-Semitism.
Right.
It's never been higher. Think of that. In America's history, in the world's history, anti-Semitism has never been higher. Not during World War II, not during the plagues, at no point. So I have to address these things. You think I want to address this junk? I almost swore. I almost swore right there. That's how angry I am. I'm not angry what he said. I'm not angry about anti-Semitism. I'm used to that. That's what I'm angry about. That
right.
It's become so dang common that I immediately go to my Jew card. I've got this all lined up. I had my speech. I didn't have to think about this. Mm-hmm. I've given this speech a billion times in my life. My children are going to have to give this speech. Like, enough.
Well, in most major religions across the board, they are all about love. They're about showing love and acceptance. And any time that you do something like this, that is so against whatever religion it's about. We are all connected. It doesn't matter in which way you worship whatever you want to worship or don't worship anything at all. You can still show respect and love for the other person.
I completely agree. Very well said. This is also ridiculous of him, too, because for those that don't know, Jews run the media. So, we can counter this anytime we want and everything, which is obviously a joke, and
right.
I'm kidding and everything. But this is the kind of stuff I fight. This is the kind of stuff I got to deal with, is that craziness. Imagine a group of people, any group of people, I don't care, Jews, Irish, Buddhists, whoever you want, that run one thing. Like, think about that. Like, really? Oh, we also run the banks. I almost forgot about that. We were on that too. So like, that's a lot on our plate, guys.
Yeah.
And we've got a billion holidays. So we got to celebrate those too. We take the holidays off.
We're
so
busy.
Who's
yeah.
running the media and the banks when we're on holiday?
Right.
I mean, I have questions. I really do.
And how insecure do you have to be to spread that kind of hate, to have to blame somebody else for
what's going on? Well, that's just it. He's not talented enough to be known for anything good. It's not that we're talking about Kanye West because, I heard that new Kanye song this weekend and it was jamming. Mm-hmm. No, he's not talented enough for any of this stuff. This is where we go with a lot of people in society.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I want to talk for a living, or I want to do this for a living. I want to be famous. Oh, I'm not talented enough. I'm not creative enough. So I'll say something outrageous. I'll say something that'll offend people, and that'll make me famous for 15 seconds. Andy Warhol called. You know, he's got a quote for you. Tom Cruise is insane.
Okay.
But unlike Kanye West, in a little bit of a different way. Way back in pre-COVID days, Tom Cruise was talking about making a movie in outer space, and it finally looks like it's going to happen.
What?
The man who cannot put himself in enough dangerous situations has got to one-up the ante one more time. It's not enough for Tom Cruise to be doing live stunts with him hanging out of a plane or him jumping from building to building and breaking his ankle or any of these things. Now he wants to go to space. Tom is in talks with Universal to do a movie on the International Space Station, and it could involve his craziest stunt yet. Universal Chairman Donna Langley says that she hopes Tom will become, quote, the first civilian to do a spacewalk outside of the space station. There is not much info on the plot other than it's Tom's character. Of course, he'll have to save the world. Do they really need plots anymore with Tom Cruise movies? Just turn it into a Mission Impossible. Just slap Mission Impossible on it and have Tom do a crazy stunt. We're watching. I'll be watching. I have no interest in having a conversation with him, but I watch all of his movies. Completely honest. Because unlike Kanye West, Tom Cruise is still doing good work. Tom Cruise is a talented human being, whether you like him or not. Mm-hmm. You can't deny that he's a box office sensation. He's arguably, if not the biggest box office draw of all time, technically is. If you look at his box office numbers overall of his movies, Harrison Ford is still up there, God bless him, still up there in like the top three. But Tom Cruise is pretty much dwarfed everybody. And this most recent Top Gun movie it really topped the whole thing.
Sorry. There seemed a little irony with referring to Tom Cruise dwarfing anybody, since he's kind of more physically challenged, so that kind of struck me.
And he's got a real chip on his shoulder about that too. It ain't just Aaron Rodgers that has a chip on his shoulder about his height. And Tom Cruise is the same thing. So yeah, that might be.
There was just a little irony in that statement.
I didn't mean it when I said it, but you might have touched on something there. That's interesting. Kind of interesting what's going on here, too, because we've talked about him a lot on the airwaves. Garth Brooks, friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about like clout or good standing with the audience, you know, he's got it in droves. He the benefit of the doubt is kind of the term I was looking for, and Garth often mm-hmm. gets that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little wild to me, this story of fans are demanding refunds from a Garth Brooks concert in Missouri because of gridlock traffic. Thousands of attendees had to park in a fruit farm lot that only had about two buses shuttling people. Okay. So many were not able to make it to the show on time. Many people got home late. So I almost guarantee you, and I would obviously never speak for anybody, let alone somebody I've never even been in the same room with.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing Garth and his track record, get ready for another concert.
Right. Well, and that's not on Garth. That's on the venue.
No. Yeah. And I think any rational human being can realize that. But he's going to take this on himself.
Absolutely.
And I guarantee he's going to do a free concert probably for these people.
I would not be surprised in the least. That's just the kind of performer he is.
Yeah. Yeah, just interesting what's coming out of that. And another interesting part of it, too, is the people that are can't wait to put this on him. When Beth hit the point that I thought might take us a minute to get to, but yeah, it's not on him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do this. He didn't. But it's what happens, and I have no doubt that he'll make it right. Not that it's on him to make it right, but I have no doubt that he will.
Right.
And really quickly, wanted to touch on this, too. Loretta Lynn was laid to rest on Friday morning in her family's cemetery at her ranch in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Before she passed, she left instructions for her services. She had a private ceremony with around 100 people, and a public memorial is being planned that fans will be able to be invited to.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's nice.
So we will try to keep an eye on that story and let people know when that takes place.
Mm-hmm.
But, very interesting to see still, like, over the weekend, all the wonderful, you know, pour-ins of just tributes and people, and the way that she was just emotionally, the way she hit people.
Yeah.
And I wanted to wrap up our entertainment story talking about some local entertainment. Are proud and happy to mention that Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater kicked off their 2022-23 season with The Odd Couple, the Neil Simon classic, directed by the great Gretchen Powers.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we've talked about the show quite a bit. We actually wrapped up the week of Morning Magazine talking about the show, mm-hmm. having a bunch of the cast in, along with some of the prop people and Gretchen herself. Great conversation. That was a lot of fun. A great way to wrap up the week, too. But I wanted to know from you guys, all right, what did you guys think of the show? Melissa, I believe you caught it this weekend.
Yeah, Aaron and I were able to come on Saturday. And I have to mention the online ticket purchasing. That was so easy. We were able to choose our tickets and get them purchased ahead of time so that when we showed up, and admittedly we were a little bit late due to some issues, but we did make it, and we were able to go right in. Staff was warned ahead of time because I was in contact. Obviously, I know some people. And then we were able to slip in during the very beginning. I think we got there like 5 minutes after they started. But what a great show. It was entertaining. It was so well cast. I really appreciated everybody's different characters and how you could tell the effort and focus that they had in this show. And then the backstage crew too, they had to completely transform the stage between acts one and two, to go from messy to clean. And it was entertaining. We enjoyed the whole thing.
Really good to hear. And way to make the effort to support local theater, Melissa.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Beth, you had a different perspective of the show, I imagine.
Yeah, I work with the backstage props crew, and I have to give it up for Jim and Judy Runker. They have just done a phenomenal job getting the props together, all of the set dressing. Between the three of us, we were able to pull that stuff together. And the crew, you know, Tim Young actually, in addition to being in the show and the executive director, helped take on some of the responsibility of production managing. So he helped to make sure that everything was in place and needed to be. And, you know, twice during the show, there's a glass that gets thrown, a mug, and shatters. So in addition to having to just make sure all of the props are in place, we have to literally sweep up the stage and make sure, because at one point somebody else walks in stocking feet on the stage.
Yes.
So we want to make sure.
That made me a little nervous.
Yeah. So we want to make sure that there's no injuries that happen in the midst of all of this as well. And so it's been interesting, because sometimes we don't know how certain props are going to fall into place. I'll put it that way. and what extra work we may or may not have to do. But it's been a lot of fun, and the camaraderie, you can just tell. And I think from what Melissa says, you can tell the camaraderie that we have backstage is seen on stage. This is a cast that has just become a family, and we love each other, and we are having so much fun presenting this to the community.
A big shout out to everybody behind the scenes and on stage, all the people that make this happen, and well done. Well done, everybody. Like, I've heard nothing but good things about this. Great way to kick off the season, great way to get things started. Not going to be the same without you, though, when they get back, everybody. We want you to take in this show, even if you've already taken it in. Well, I guarantee the show you take in next will be completely different, because that's live theater, baby.
It
nothing
is.
Like it. And we encourage you to take in this show. When they come back, they're going to be coming back on the 13th. So the 13th, 14th, and 15th, they'll have 7 o'clock shows. On Saturday the 15th, they'll also have a 2 o'clock matinee.
That is correct.
You can get your tickets right now, like Melissa was telling you, at wrctheater.org. wrctheater.org. Get your tickets, or you can also get them the day of. Keep in mind, they've got auditions for A Miracle on 34th Street coming up Monday and Tuesday, October 17th and 18th at 6:30 over at the Centralia Center. The WRC Theater is located. Check that out. Of course, we've got Silver Foxes Productions coming up. It's time to get ready for Halloween, so they got their Halloween fundraiser dance coming up. That's October 29th. We'll be talking a lot about WRCT going forward here, of course, like we usually do. But a lot of exciting things, and you can find out more again at wrctheater.org, or be sure to like their social media posts, their social media pages. It's another great way to keep up on everything over there. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and do some celebrating with you. It's Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club when we get back on Mornings on WFHR. It's time, everybody, for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're going to do, I think that's the one we should keep. Like, that's such a fun
one. I was hoping it was going to be a Garth Brooks.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. It's the only reason we had the rotator is that, the Zoe one.
Yeah.
And I like the 8-bit one. I do like the 8-bit one. I do. I'm a sucker for that. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Time to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. And 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a good birthday from all of us at WFHR. Beth, I need you to give me a 1 through 6.
Six?
We got six one possible qualifiers. I love
it. I am going to go with 6.
All right, there we go. All right, that gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating, everybody.
All
we
want
to go ahead and dive in. First up on our list, we want to wish a very happy anniversary, a 30th anniversary.
Wow.
Happy 30th anniversary for 30, it is Pearl. Pearl is the traditional gift.
Yay.
The modern gift is diamond.
Ooh.
Nice.
Can't go wrong with either of those.
Happy 30th anniversary to Dennis and Lori Schultz.
Happy birthday. Aww,
happy anniversary.
Thank you. Happy anniversary. Dennis and Lori.
Yeah, and Lori. Happy anniversary, you two.
Nice.
And a very happy 7th anniversary. Let's see. 7 is wool or copper or desk sets.
Desk sets?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what that means necessarily, but... very happy 7th anniversary to Travis and Heidi Plowman.
Happy anniversary. Aww,
happy anniversary.
Yay.
Wishing you guys a great one. Enjoy. As long as we're doing some celebrating, Christopher and Sarah Lewick celebrating their 2nd anniversary. That's Aww. Pam's nephew and wife who live in Oregon.
Oh, happy anniversary. Aww.
Happy 2nd.
Yeah. No longer newlyweds. Doesn't that end at 2 years?
Yeah,
so now you can say you're veterans.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. Very happy anniversary to all the couples we just mentioned. Enjoy, you guys. Enjoy. Whether you're celebrating your 1st or your 80th, celebrate.
Yeah.
Enjoy. That's a good one. Also want to celebrate a happy birthday to Jody Lubeck.
Happy birthday, Jody.
Happy birthday.
To Christina Galinsky.
Happy birthday, Christina.
Also a very happy birthday to Butch Fensel.
Happy birthday, Butch.
Butch, happy birthday. And a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Allie Jo Blanchard.
Happy Aww. Birthday, Allie. Go get your free
Allie.
Piece of pie.
Yeah.
All of you who are celebrating birthdays today.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have another birthday to add.
Oh.
She is a member of my congregation and has been was my mom's best friend for most of my mom's life. Happy birthday to Diane Renner.
Yeah.
Aw, happy birthday, Diane.
I hope you enjoy your day, Diane. Have a great one. Thanks for including that.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays real quick here. Dan Stevens is 40. Dan is known as Beast in Emma Watson's Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, okay.
He was a star of the X-Men spinoff, the series Legion, which to me is the most creative Marvel show I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Of all the Marvel shows, especially with the ones that have just been coming out and everything, they've done some really good stuff and really pushed the envelope in a lot of ways. But before all that was... Legion was where it was done first, and Dan's performance is just incredible.
Wow.
The show has already been on and off and everything, so not to ruin anything here, but he basically plays the son of Professor X, one of the most famous characters in Marvel history, and he took it on and did an amazing job. He's such a good actor.
Excellent.
Incredible good actor. Maya is 43, R&B singer.
Yeah. 43 already?
Yeah, that seems a little high. Wait a minute. How did that happen? How did that? She was Dancing with the Stars runner-up, too, I see.
Yes, she was.
Okay. Mm. And one of the ladies singing with Christina and Pink on Lady Marmalade.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wasn't she big, in the 90s?
Yeah.
That's where she really broke out?
I thought so, yeah. Dale Earnhardt is 48.
Wow.
Semi-retired NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
Certainly picked up the legacy where his father left off. And I wouldn't pretend to know that much about NASCAR, but I'll say that Dale Earnhardt Jr. did right by his family.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly kept the name pride up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it says something when you have people that don't know hardly anything about NASCAR, but know who these people are.
Right, yeah.
It speaks to not only their fame and but how good they are at what they do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Brett Favre is 53.
Wow,
really?
Yep. I'm going to be real with the audience. I have nothing nice to say about Brett Favre, and that has nothing to do with his football career. I'm a Chicago Bear fan. I can go on for days about how he would be in my nightmare Saturday night before a Sunday game and stuff like that.
Right.
As an athlete, I admired Brett Favre. Mm-hmm. I admired his career. I thought he was an incredible athlete as far as on the field. What Aaron Rodgers does is so talent-based and natural skill and things in his brain and dissecting things. Brett Favre was so much more gut-feeling, gunslinger, as he's labeled in all this. And fortunately, it seems like he's done that in his personal life, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's his birthday and everything, but I'd be remiss to not say, what a coward to steal from your own state.
Yeah.
To steal from poor people in your own state. You can go ahead and James@WFHR.com, Wisconsin. You can go ahead and hit me up. I know how you feel about Brett Favre overall. I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You can like a person's game and what he did for your franchise and not want to have a beer with the guy. I mean, even the proof is out there. He did this to himself in his own text messages. He says, "Hey, you think I can get caught for this?" Like, he's not only not horribly bad at crime, like a horrible criminal. He's incredibly bad at it. He's a criminal. He's done things that are criminally, even if he is not charged with anything, he's done things that just, how can you justify stealing from poor people?
Yeah.
It's like stealing on a collection plate. Like, there's certain things you don't do. You just don't do in life. Like, that's one, not only stealing from poor people, stealing from your own.
Yeah.
And if not the, for those that don't know this, Mississippi for a long time has been the poorest state in our union. They got issues. They got troubles. The last thing they need is one of their prodigal sons stealing from them, let alone their own governor and everything. It's ridiculous. That I don't know how anybody can turn a blind eye to that. Again, this is where we are in society now. You've got to be able to separate, or can you separate the man from the talent? Can you separate these things?
Right.
To each their own when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
But him, for me, I'll never think of him as just a football player. Like, this stuff, now this stuff, like, there's too much out there now.
It's tainted his career.
Yeah, absolutely.
His legacy.
Yeah.
I will say the same thing for those that want to yell at me because I'm a Chicagoan. Michael Jordan did the same thing to me. Michael Jordan, I don't look at him and his career the same way as anymore.
Right.
There's plenty of athletes out there. A big difference between Michael Jordan and Brett Favre. But just if you want to try to call me for being, say that I'm biased about this or not. If I am biased, it has nothing to do with the Chicago Green Bay thing. It has to do with the fact that I come from the projects. Because I am a poor person. I grew up as a poor person. I'm not the only one. The majority of our audience probably did. Because that's the way the world has been for the last 20-some years. And it's because of people like this taking advantage of the systems and everything.
Yeah.
So because of their status or something like that. It's ridiculous. Wendy McLendon Covey is 53. Maybe not a household name, but she is known as the mom on the Goldbergs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She was Rita in Bridesmaids and, of course, the great Deputy Johnson on Reno 911. She is one of the funniest ladies I've ever seen in my life. It just incredibly hilarious.
Great character actress.
So good.
Yeah.
So good at that stuff. Speaking of good character actresses, Julia Sweeney is 63.
Oh, wow.
I'm Shwetty, Pat.
Sweaty balls.
I'm Pat. Yes, and of course that. Well, that was Molly Shannon. But she did a sketch like that, too.
But there were two of them, weren't there?
Yeah. It was Molly Shannon and, not Sherry O'Terry, Anna Gasteyer.
Oh, okay.
But Julia Sweeney did a lot of characters like that, though.
Yeah.
And great character. She's really, I mean, that character got a movie, even. Let's see. Tanya Tucker, 64.
Oh, wow. Doesn't she pronounce it Tanya?
Oh, maybe. You might be right. Yeah, I apologize, Miss Tucker.
It's Tanya Tucker.
I apologize. So. I do not want to offend her.
Yeah. No,
that is one woman you do not want to get on the bad side of. incredible artist. Incredible artist. Again, you know, especially where we're just spending the weekend talking about Loretta Lynn and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of those names, country music. You can't talk about the history of country music and not mention Tanya Tucker.
Well, and she had her first hit at age of 13.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. Jeez. Man. And David Lee Roth is 68.
What?
Yeah. David Lee Roth, 68.
Oh, my goodness.
One of my biggest influences, one of my favorite people of all time, one of the earliest influences I ever had was the wonderful Ben Vereen, is 76 today. Chicken George in Roots, where a lot of us got to see him for the first time. But he was on Webster, as I believe Webster's uncle or something. And he had this scene where he tapped.
Yep.
And all of a sudden you realize, oh, Ben Vereen isn't just an actor.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wait, he can sing. He can dance. Oh, wait, he's basically Sammy Davis Jr., just not as famous.
Yep.
Just not with the Rat Pack.
Yep.
Ben Vereen, one of the most talented human beings that has ever walked the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no problem saying that. It's all over on the internet nowadays. You can catch it. Even just watch the first opening of Pippin.
Yes.
Just watch the opening. First off, arguably my favorite start to any show, especially musical.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite opening musical number of any musical in history. But Ben Vereen comes out there, and this cast is doing an amazing job. It's all A-list talent and everything. And then Ben Vereen comes out. And then you see the difference of talented and good and legend.
Yeah.
And Ben Vereen just literally makes the stage his own anytime he walked on it.
It's, well, he won a Tony Award for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And right. And it's it to me. It's. I think of Wayne Brady all the time with this because it's another one of these people that is multi-talented. Yep. They're a 10 at everything. Yep. But we really don't know where to put them. We don't know what to do with them. Mm-hmm. Like Wayne Brady should, by all rights, be a more of a household name than he already is.
Right.
He should be in everything. There should be no project that we can't attach Wayne Brady to.
Right.
But people don't know what to do with him.
Right.
He's just producers and everybody, they just don't know, seem to know what to do with the guy.
Well, and he's on Dancing with the Stars this season.
Is he?
And yes, he is. And he's admitting some of his challenges. I mean, he's struggling with his knees, but he is taking this on. And you see him being honest with himself, saying, here are my struggles with, and here's why I'm working at it. So
interesting.
Yeah. And I think he gets some of that, might get some of that inspiration from Ben Vereen, you know, seeing the all-around entertainer that Ben Vereen was.
Mm. One more time, we want to wish Pam's nephew and wife, Christopher and Sarah Lewick, a happy second anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Yes. Want to wish a happy 7th anniversary to Travis and Heidi Plowman.
Mm-hmm. Happy anniversary.
And a happy 30th to Dennis and Lori Schultz.
Let us know what makes 30 happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
Happy anniversary.
We need detailed notes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthdays to Christina Galinsky, to Jody Lubeck, to Butch Fensel.
Happy birthday, everybody.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Ellie Jo Blanchard.
Happy birthday, yes. Allie.
Congratulations.
Do yourself a favor and celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Stick around for Mel's News. We'll be back. Welcome back, everybody. I was getting into the music. I'm not going to lie. I was getting into that. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you, 8:44 on the clock. I hope you're having a great Monday out there, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into this one, ladies. The fastest and most accurate fast food chains.
Okay.
Hmm.
Please tell me.
It's accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The accurate part got me, too.
Well, especially if it's fast.
Yeah. A data analyst company that uses mystery shoppers to grade places on customer experience just released an annual report on fast food joints. For the report, the mystery shoppers went to 10 chains at more than 1,500 locations nationwide from June through July.
Wow.
And here's what they found. The average total time spent in drive-through lanes decreased by about 10 seconds from a year ago to 372 seconds. That's more than 6 minutes, and it's almost a minute longer than pre-pandemic times.
Yeah.
Overall, order accuracy is about 85% in this year's report, which is about the same as last year. That means 50% of orders were not filled correctly. The five—that's actually pretty good. You know?
It's not bad.
85% of something is nothing to shy away from. Could it be higher? Absolutely. But that's,
nobody wants to be in that 15% when it's not right, and we've all been there.
Every one of us, yes, everybody has been there. The five fastest chains are KFC, Taco Bell, Hardee's, Dunkin', and Carl's Jr. Chick-fil-A was number one last year, but they were dead last this year.
Wow.
On average, Chick-fil-A had the most cars in line, but they weren't last just because of long lines. They measured lane wait time and at the window service time, and Chick-fil-A was the slowest for both. Doesn't look good when your competitor, the other chicken company, is the fastest.
It's number one.
Yeah. And this is not to pick on it or anything like that, but there's a reason that there's KFCs everywhere and there's not Chick-fil-A's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of those things. I will say this, in like areas like ours, why there's not a Popeyes, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's not trying to kill like KFC in town or anything like that. It's just like, I mean, we can have a 100 Latin joints, you know, Mexican joint places and that. We've got 100 places to get a burger, you know, those things. I think we could use more than one option than with chicken.
Right.
Arby's and McDonald's tied for first in order accuracy this year, followed by Burger King, Carl's Jr.'s, and Hardee's. Chick-fil-A was number one last year, but they tied for seventh this year. Wendy's had the worst accuracy.
Wow.
For what it's worth, the most common error is included, including the wrong beverage.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wondering, Starbucks was not included. The 10 chains in the report are Arby's, Burger King, Carl's Jr., Chick-fil-A, Dunkin', Hardee's, KFC, McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Wendy's.
So they only did it for 10 fast food restaurants.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Like your more local ones, but have kind of a bigger name, like a Portillo's right. or a White Castle or like a Culver's here in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. those things weren't in the running. And maybe that was also they did that to be nice to these other companies, because if Culver's was in this, Culver's would have ran game over this whole thing.
Yes.
Culver's, like number one.
Well,
like,
and maybe not for the length of time in waiting, right. but because they are honest about it. We don't start cooking your burger until you order it.
Right.
So you're not going to get a
fresh order.
Yes.
This is not a shot at fast food companies or fast food workers, but I get where you're going with that. You're absolutely right. Anybody who's been to Culver's kind of gets that. It's worth the wait.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're kind of waiting for all of them now. Like, almost all of
yeah.
them are in that wait time.
But if you think about it, during the pandemic, we couldn't go into any restaurants, and that continued for an extended period of time, even after other places were opening. A lot of fast food restaurants, you still couldn't get into the building to get your food. So everybody is now in that drive-through.
Yeah, and it's important to note those things and have some grace, give people some grace.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that, hey, these people are doing the job, your job, basically.
Right.
Like, you're in charge of feeding yourself. You are in charge mm-hmm. of making your own meals as a human being. Like, it's kind of on you. So the fact that you're paying these people for it, it's a simple exchange. We've
right.
all done a billion times. Also, keep in mind that you're probably getting you're probably making out on this deal,
mm-hmm.
like and all that. You're not having to cook,
right?
It's good to have some common courtesy.
Yes.
And if you have an issue with the weight, maybe look at the people you are voting for that are against raising the minimum wage.
Yeah.
Because that is a big factor here.
Right.
Obviously, everything goes up. Don't. Come back at me, unless you are Warren Buffett. Don't come back at me. Well, actually, James, if we raise minimum wage, it's going to raise inflation is going to be even worse, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-mm.
Guess what? Minimum wage ain't been raised in over a decade in this state. Has the price gone up?
Mm-hmm.
I believe everything's still gone up, even with minimum wage where it is.
Including profits.
And it was long before the pandemic that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Long before. I mean, it's been this way for a long time. The only people pitching that lie to you are either politicians or people that are not informed. I'm sorry, but that's the facts. That is the way it is. Like, we're going to be in this situation until we fix this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to fix this. It isn't...
Trickle-down economics don't work.
Nope.
No. Since I was a little kid, I have heard that phrase. They use it in this era, they use it in another area, et cetera, et cetera. And it has never been a thing. It has never actually worked. There's no logistics that can speak to that.
Well, and if you pay your people well, and then they feel appreciated, then they're going to do a better job, which means they're going to have more people wanting to come to them, which means you're going to get more profits. And that's the part that I don't think a lot of companies are getting. We just want to make sure that we can keep as much money as we can. And they do that to the detriment of the people that work for them.
I will give the benefit of the doubt to the majority of these business people that they are good at what they do,
mm-hmm.
and they may know that, Beth, and don't give a dang, don't care. There is a greed that exists with certain people that is unheard of and different than I think different decades have dealt with. Considering the modern billionaire mm-hmm. that we're talking about.
They're just looking at numbers. They're not looking at people.
Right.
Well, and also the fact, Mel, and that you're right. You're absolutely right. Good point. But also, to me, it's so much... It's not to say this didn't always exist. Genghis Khan wasn't happy with having part of Asia. He wanted Russia, too.
Right.
I mean, this has always been a thing. But it's not about land. It's money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a billionaire. I'm on the Forbes billionaire list. But I could always get more.
I'm not at the top yet.
Yeah, I'm not at the top. I'm not at that thing. Or if you're at the top, I want to stay at the top or whatever. I guarantee if you ask Jeff Bezos, if he has enough money, mm-hmm. he'd laugh and say, you can never have enough. Like, it's.
And the irony is, once they're gone, the money stays. So what's going to happen to the money?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I don't get. But the nice thing about this survey is it reminds us that you shouldn't get fast food unless you have the time.
Yeah, fast food. We will take a break. We'll come back and have a Then Ain't Right story for you, even though that kind of was one. And plenty more coming up for you on Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. A big shout out to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center getting it done today. Thanks so much for that. They are a good story. This is a That Ain't Right story.
Okay.
Yeah, four daycare workers in Northeast Mississippi are out of a job after they tried to make a bunch of little kids behave by using a Halloween scream mask to scare them into submission.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness, those poor children.
They did it at least twice, once last month and again last Tuesday. One of them would walk around in the mask and get right up to their faces and be, you know, jerks, be an idiot, be mean. The kids were obviously terrified and traumatized. In one video, she screamed, so they filmed this, too.
What?
Yeah, yeah. The name of the place is Lil Blessings Childcare. The owner says she knew nothing about it, and the four employees involved have all been fired. It sounds like they could even face charges, but no charges have been filed yet. The woman who wore the mask posted an apology video claiming it quote, wasn't ill-intended. She says other employees asked her to do it to see if it would make the kids behave. Why are we talking about this story? Why are we giving this any time on the air at all or anything? For one, to make fun of it as a That Ain't Right story,
right.
Certainly. But I know for me, one of the biggest things that I've been trying to bring up with every politician, every representative we have in this building is childcare.
Right.
Now, I was doing this before the pandemic, and of course, the pandemic happens, and it took a side seat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, things are better, and we can get back to this conversation again about talking about this, because again, just like the other conversation, if you're worrying about, well, why are we not enough, there's too many, people are just lazy, they just don't want to work. No. Yes, okay, maybe you might be right about a certain percentage, but I guarantee you it is the least of that pie chart.
Mm-hmm.
It is the smallest part of the percentage. There are tons and tons of women out there. I'll just take one that I know for darn sure, my sister, who lives in Madison, where you can throw a rock and find a job.
Right.
Like, and you could probably throw a rock and find a job that Jill would enjoy. She just loves that. And also, she wants to be around adults again.
Mm-hmm.
She would like to have an adult conversation one more time in her life. She just can't.
Yeah.
Mac, her husband, makes damn good money. Really good money. And they still can't. Like,
right.
And part of the issue is, yes, pay. That is part of it. But a part of it is having good childcare, too.
Mm-hmm.
And having good people in that industry. That is an industry that is hurting right now for good people, in part because of pay.
Right.
It all comes back to money.
Mm-hmm.
I know we hate it, but it does. What are the answers to all your questions? Money.
Because parents are having to make the difficult decision of, well, do I work and let somebody else raise my child? I will work for childcare, and essentially that's it. And if you have to make that decision, you may as well stay home with them yourself.
Right.
I've talked with Sheriff Becker. I've talked with our Rapids Police Department about this off air as well as on air. People complain. They don't like bad cops. They don't want bad cops, et cetera, et cetera. And then we have to lower our standards. And we do this with the military. We do it with almost everything in life because people don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you get people to want to do it? You can't just instill patriotism into people. You can't just do certain things. A part of it is incentive. Part of it is pay. That is one of the things that brings people in.
Well, and how you treat them as well. I mean, who wants to go into a career where you know you're going to be criticized and judged and all of that? But this is one also, you need to make sure that you're hiring people that are going to treat the children with respect and understand that these are human beings. They may be little, they may not be able to process things the way that we as adults do, but they still are little human beings.
And your standards, unfortunately, go down when you're just begging for a live body.
Right.
You know, and whether any field we're talking about, you have a great and very important point there, Beth, that you make about why would people want to go into a field when all they ever see from the media or their own adults in their life talking trash about that industry or something like that. That's another thing that we have to be considering. It's not just how our media. I mean, media is going to be media. The only reason they're still doing what they're doing is because people are watching. So if you're upset about that, take a look at your fellow Americans. Mm-hmm. Take a look at yourself and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to those organic conversations, those conversations you're having with friends and family. Kids are listening. People are listening. Young minds are listening.
Mm-hmm.
How you talk about these industries is important. You can have an issue with a part of an industry or a person in an industry, but it's a big difference of separating those.
Right.
I was raised to look at our military and a war as two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
You can support our soldiers. There's no reason in the world not to support our soldiers, even if you don't support a war.
Mm-hmm.
You can still support our soldiers. The two separate things.
Well,
we have to be able to do that with all this stuff. And maybe it'll get these industries more people and, you know, they're better off.
Right.
In theory. We'll take a break. We'll come back. The kitchen's open when we come back, everybody. Stick around for it. It's going to be fun. Mornings on W... why don't you tell them, Steph?
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.